Utah researchers have been collecting and sampling wastewater for traces of the coronavirus since the end of March. As KUER's John Reed reports, the hope is to track how the virus is spreading, but the pilot program is ending today.
The thing about the coronavirus is it infiltrates the body. So when you go to the bathroom, you can be leaving signs of it behind. That's why researchers in Utah and around the world have been looking a little more closely at our waste.
Yeah, you can make a lot of poop jokes.
Jennifer Wiedes is one of the lead researchers on the project, which is run by three Utah universities and the Department of Environmental Quality. She says the process is relatively simple. Collect samples from a wastewater plant, take it to the lab, heat it so they don't get sick, then test it for genetic traces of the virus.
So no, we're not collecting feces directly from people. It's an aggregate sample from the thousands or tens of thousands of people who are contributing to that wastewater treatment plant.
Which is the beauty of it. Rather than testing individual patients at the hospital, researchers can take samples from just a few sewage plants and get a community-wide picture. Jim Vanderslice, an environmental epidemiologist at the University of Utah, says that kind of data could show if and where the virus is spreading. Like if more people are getting it as the economy reopens, or if it's starting to go away. But he says there are still lots of questions about how effective the entire process is, because it's not yet known how long the virus stays in the sewer, or how much of it ends up in our poop to begin with.
Some of that we'll never know very well, but if we can still see a correlation between the number of infected people and the concentration of the virus in the wastewater, it can still be a useful tool.
Over the next week or so, public health officials will be analyzing the data and comparing it with the individual testing they've been doing. If the two seem to match up, that suggests the poop sampling is a helpful measure and could be used to guide public health orders going forward. John Reed, KUER News.